fantasy that everything we do is done perfectly.
Is that comments@afr.net is your email address. All right, who do we have next
here? All right, well, we're going to welcome this. Now, I have no idea, folks. I have no idea what to tell you about this next guest. Richard Saunders, he's author of Secret Agent Man. And this is kind of like What's Your Line, if you remember the show. Richard is a person who does something called method writing, where he essentially pretends to be somebody else. So, Richard, welcome to the program. We're going to talk about Donald Trump with you. Is that right?
Yes, and thank you very much for having me, Tim and Ed.
So let me get this. Try to let us know here a little bit, and our listeners, what in the world is method writing? Do you actually pretend to be? You impersonate people in order to find out what they do for a living, and then you write about it. Have I got that right?
Well, with method writing, I try and create drama in real life by interacting with interesting people in highly unusual situations that I orchestrate. I then, after the fact, fictionalize the episode and fold it into my novel.
Okay, so essentially, did you remember George Plimpton? Do you remember him? He was a writer back then.
He would go and play hockey with a professional hockey team and then write about it. He did a lot of sports-related activities.
Right. Because I remember Paper Lion, I think I read that in high school. He actually went to training camp with the Detroit Lions. Only the coaching staff knew. So the rest of the players thought he was a regular college football player trying out. And so then he wrote about what training camp was like. So that's kind of what you do, except you fictionalize it and turn it into a novel. Is that correct?
Exactly, an episode in the novel. I created a fictional character who is the protagonist in the novel, and then I try and get involved in situations that I can perceive him to be in. He's actually a Christian superhero that I've coined the term Secret Agent Man as one word, as kind of a superhero name.
All right, so now let me just ask you this. Are you doing it to us right now? I mean, are you pretending to be a writer on a talk show?
Are we being punked?
Are we being punked?
This is a real life. The book's real. It's volume one is already out. It's actually, there's a lot of layers to this. So the book you'll see in the bookstore says Journey, a Short Story by Michael Walsh. And actually, a character in that short story, way in the future, finds the novel Secret Agent Man.
All right, now I'm from. I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire. You sound like a New Englander. Are you from New England?
That's quite right. I grew up in Lawrence, Mass, home of the original Great Imposter, which fascinated me as a child and was one of the inspirations of Spock that led me on this strange journey. And I currently live in Southern New Hampshire.
All right, well, good. Now,
Southern New Hampshire, where it's warmer.
Yeah, we were just talking about cold weather. So, all right.
And
so,
what causes your skin to freeze? Right? What temperature?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you studied Donald Trump while preparing to face him in court as a fake attorney. Is that right?
Well, I use that term loosely. Basically, I have a long list of, sort of like Plimpton, occupations I would like to engage in and do a credible job. So I was able to go to federal court in what they call pro se self-representing. So I didn't have to pretend I was a licensed attorney, but for all intents and purposes, I filed this lawsuit, wrote it myself. It's pretty extensive, and the copy of the lawsuit is in the book with just the names changed. So I did a really credible job of acting like an attorney, doing everything right up until the final settlement of the lawsuit, which I did with Mark Burnett, the TV producer of Trump's show, The Apprentice.
Yeah. And so you sued Donald Trump?
He stepped in at the final stages to wrap up the negotiations. I got a lot of respect for Mr. Trump and Mr. Burnett in this whole process. And you notice that if you search the history on this on the internet, Trump never trashed me. He trashed, I think, everybody else that's ever challenged him especially sued him, except for me. He never said a bad word about me. They both liked the way I approached it and settled it.
So you sued Donald Trump?
Correct, in federal court.
All right, so explain how that unfolded, why you sued him, what was the subject matter. This is obviously because you're trying to get some insight into how all this operates. So take us there.
Sure. So I've always got my antenna up for interesting situations I can get myself involved in, with the idea that I'm actually being this character, the protagonist in my novel. Get myself in a situation that normally in my day-to-day real life I wouldn't do, but because I'm looking to create this interesting stories and drama for the book, I watched the first season of The Apprentice, the second season, the third season, an entertaining show, but then I noticed the pattern that every one of the 18 finalists in each season, every one of them was under 40 years old, and they had hundreds of thousands of applicants. And what I realized that I think the Trump and Burnett organizations missed was that their show was unique from every other reality show or television show, because when the show is over, the cameras are shut off, somebody won a real-life job with a $250,000 salary to go to work for Donald Trump. So that meant instead of casting guidelines where they could just pick the type they're looking for, they were actually obligated to... the Age Discrimination and Employment Act, and other hiring practices that normal casting directors don't have to go by.
Okay. All right. So you sued him in federal court over that?
Yes. What happens is, so that the federal courts don't get inundated with frivolous claims, you have to go to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a federal agency, and file your complaint, which I did. The lead investigator out of the Boston office opened an investigation, subpoenaed documents from Trump and Burnett organizations, and then wrote up an opinion that it was a very credible case worthy of going to court. So they issued to me a right to sue order that had a 90-day window that I could take it to federal court.
So what did you think about Donald Trump? And then we'll swing our discussion to a little bit about politics. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. What did you think of him as a person? Did you get to talk to him afterwards? How did that play out?
I didn't get to talk to him. I talked directly with Mark Burnett, who told me that he was keeping Mr. Trump apprised of the situation very closely, and that Trump was following it closely. But, I found that you're never going to agree with everything everybody says and believes and does, but overall, I like Trump. He's fairly scandal-free. His employees and his organization appears to treat them well. They like him, and I was very impressed with the way he handled this. The reserve he held back, he analyzed the situation and said, okay, this isn't somebody I should counterattack with. This is somebody I can work with.
Well, so this book that you wrote, Secret Agent Man, you said it's all one word. Where can people get a hold of that?
Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, a lot of independent bookstores. And if your neighborhood bookstore doesn't carry it, most can get it from their distributor in 2 days.
And what have you got? What are you planning next? Can you tell us what you're going to imitate, or is that supposed to be kept secret?
No, that can never come out till after the fact.
Okay.
So, the book is just volume one, so I'm working on volume two. It's a fictional biography of Lawrence Howard, so the volume one is the early years, and I've got the whole lifetime of material to work with for the future volumes.
Okay.
And it's at secretagentman.org and on Twitter at RF Saunders.
Secret Agent Man.
Well, that's a great song.
Yeah.
It is. Love that song.
All right. Listen, Richard, thanks so much. I don't know what to say. May your days be incognito. I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You never know where Richard's going to show up secretly, pretending to.
Appreciate Richard being on. So he's an imposter?
Yeah, he acts.
A professional imposter?
A professional imposter. I just have never heard of that. He wants to write in this series And so obviously, if you've never been a secret agent man and you've never been a scientist, his bio says he's successfully impersonated an independent political operative, a scientist, a computer hacker, an undercover police officer, an attorney, a philanthropist, and an Avenger.
Like a superhero?
I should have asked him that. Let's get back on the line and ask, is he one of the Avengers?
But that's
interesting.
So what does your dad do?
My dad's an imposter. Huh? Yeah, but you remember George Plimpton.
I remember that. Yeah.
He did that several times. He walked onto a basketball court for the All-Star game, I think, for the NBA.